Hi there, I'm Vincent Boss and I provide dating and self-improvement advice. And in today's podcast, we're going to be discussing Dump a Text, What Now? I provide audio and email coaching to help people try and get their ex back or get a new girlfriend or boyfriend. Check out my website for more details, www.dateme.tips. Please check your spam and junk folders if you are expecting an email from me. So now let's get back into today's podcast. And today we are discussing Dump a Text, What Now? So if you've been dumped and you want to try to get your ex back, there is nothing more exciting than receiving contact from your ex. When you get a message, what do you do? So in today's podcast, I'm going to be answering that question. What do you do when, as a dumpy, you finally receive contact from the dumper, your ex? Well, for you to get to this position in the first place, the likelihood is that you have followed my hints, tips and advice on what to do if and when you are dumped. This will include my version of the no contact rule. If you're new here, if you are just for the first time listening to my content, then you might want to consider subscribing and ringing that bell for notifications so that you can familiarise yourself with my version of the no contact rule and the hints, tips and advice I give to help you raise the level of romantic emotional attraction that the dumper must feel for the dumpy before they get to the stage of considering reaching out. But if you have done this, and if you are now at that point where your ex has sent you a message, this is what we're going to be concentrating on in today's podcast. So you're a dumpy, you was dumped, and you have now received contact from your ex. We're going to say, as an example in today's podcast, that it has been via text message. This is probably the most likely way you will receive contact. It could be days, weeks, months, years later from your last contact. That is the range of time that I have known people receive contact from their ex. So you might have heard from them not that long ago. It might have just been days, a few weeks. It might have been months. It might have even gone more than a year. Okay, it's a very varied time range, but the feeling of anxiety and wondering what to do next will be the same for anyone. So you get the message. The first thing you need to do is try to consider, is it necessary or is it unnecessary? A necessary message would be very, very obvious. It would be something like, we need to sort out the bills. Okay, let's say for instance, you were sharing a house together and that you need to now be working out the financial changes. Now you are both single and no longer together. If somebody sends you a message which sounds really, really sharp and to the point, something along those lines, like we need to sort out the bills, then you can obviously understand that this is a message which is sent through necessity. Okay, and although this could still be a good sign, this is something that could be grown at the moment, you need to acknowledge that it is through necessity. So the important thing is to reply, be polite, be respectful, and make sure that you sort the necessary thing out with your ex. You don't want to be making things worse. You don't want to be really stretching things out. You don't want to be making things really more complex than we need to be. Be reasonable, make sure you keep your emotions in check. Answer in a polite, kind and friendly way, but don't really delve in too much. You know, you might want to tag on a message just saying something along the lines of, yes, sure, we need to sort this out. When's good for you? You might want to throw on, how are you? You've just got to go with that vibe. Okay, so if it's a necessary message, that is how you have to go. You want to be rebuilding the connection from the standpoint of you showing that you are emotionally stable and that you're going to be respectful during this process. Now, what happens if it's very, very obvious that it's an unnecessary message? Okay, probably the most unnecessary message would be if they actually send you a message and say, I miss you. Okay, now, unfortunately, this is very unlikely. This is very unlikely that you will receive such a message. But if you do, you can grow it much easily, a lot more easier, shall I say, than if it was a message which was necessary. If you get an unnecessary message, which is really, really easy to understand, it's very straightforward, then you want to reply in a happy, carefree and fun way and just build that connection through messages. Now, you need to remember that you can't have a relationship through text. It needs to be in person. So the aim always has to be to get a date. Now, you won't necessarily want to call this a date. You want to call it a meetup. But the important thing is that you get there ASAP. So I suggest that you exchange 5 or 6 messages and then you say to the person, would you like to meet up sometime? Okay, you say to your ex, would you like to meet up next weekend? You've really got to feel this vibe though. And if you're feeling the vibe's not really going that well, then you might want to just temper your expectations slightly and try to move through the communication levels, which is still progress, but it's slower. And in that instance, you might want to say, would you like a phone chat sometime? Okay, if they say yes, you arrange a phone chat, you have a few phone chats. You then might want to say, would you like a video call sometime? You're building it slowly but surely. Eventually, after the video calls, you want to arrange to meet. Now, as I said, meeting is the most important thing. If you can feel that vibe through your initial 5 or 6 messages and you want to say, look, do you want to meet up next weekend? That's what you want to do. Okay, don't prolong it longer than necessary. But if you're feeling the vibe isn't quite there, go for the phone call, move to video call, then move to meet. Now, what happens if during this message exchange, things go really cold really quickly? Well, I suggest you go straight back into no contact. Okay, they send you a message, you reply, they don't send one back, you just leave it. Okay, you don't double text. You need to make sure that there is interest from them. Okay, when you reply, make sure that you reply and always tag a question onto the end. When it's an unnecessary response, that is absolutely vital because you're trying to grow the conversation. You're trying to grow a tree from an acorn. Now, in most instances, it won't be as easy as your ex messaging you and saying, look, I miss you. And you can just easily go through the communication levels or go straight to a meet. Okay, it will often be more subtle than that. You might get a message asking you how you are. That obviously showcases that they are thinking about you and still it's a good positive vibe to move from. But sometimes it will be what I like to refer to as the indirect direct approach. And that is when it is not an unnecessary question, which is obvious, but it's also not really a necessary question. It's somewhere in between. And that might be a message, something along the lines of, oh, I think I left my shirt at your house. Can you let me know if you find it? And firstly, they might not really have even left their shirt at your house. They might know that. You know, it might be a deliberate way just to try to get a conversation with you. Or secondly, even if they might have left their shirt, it's probably not vital that they contacted you. Okay? Another indirect direct approach would be something along the lines of, oh, I've just seen on TV that your favourite band is going to be playing in your local town in a few weeks. I thought I would just let you know. Okay, and you're thinking to yourself, wait a minute, you dumped me a while ago. Why are you bothered about telling me about this? Okay, this is an indirect direct approach and you can certainly grow the communication from that point. Remember, you reply, you're positive, happy, carefree and fun. And from that response, you always tag on a message. So you reply to the actual message, then you tag on a message, you grow it. 5 or 6 messages down the line, you say, look, if you're feeling the vibes right, would you like to meet up next weekend? Okay, or if you're not quite feeling it, you say, would you like a phone call sometime? Now, if at this point they say no to the offer, or if they say, I'm not sure, if they say, I'll let you know, then at this stage, you need to understand that they're not quite ready. What I suggest you do then is that you reply and you stay happy. You still don't quiz them on anything. You say, okay, no worries. Maybe you ask another couple of questions, a couple of messages, really carefree, fun, easygoing. And then you say to them, right, it was great to hear from you. Unfortunately, I've got to go. I'm a bit busy. Hope to hear from you soon. And you leave a conversation and you go back into no contact. You never contact them again unless they contact you first. Now, if and when they contact you again, you do the same thing. And eventually what you will find out is that they will either meet up with you and or go through the communication levels with you, or they will drift away because they will quickly realize that if they are unwilling to go through the communication levels, if they are unwilling to meet up, then you will quickly make your excuses and you will leave. You won't make it so obvious, it happens straight off. You'll do 2 or 3 messages, then you say you're busy. And this will help you understand the mindset of your ex, okay? It will help you understand whether your ex is coming from a place of friendship or a place of whether interested in new romance. Now, if you are happy to be friends with your ex genuinely, and you genuinely don't want to be in a romantic relationship anymore, then that's cool. Just have a conversation by text, have a connection by text, have a friendship by text. But if you feel any romantic interest towards your ex and you want to try to get them back, you can't try to use the friend zone as a back door. Very few people ever get a romantic relationship through a place of friendship first. So if your ex is just making it quite obvious that they just want to exchange messages with you, you know, they just want to be a text pal, they want to be a pen pal, and if you want to get back with them romantically, you can't have that. Okay, so you test them, with wanting to meet you or moving through the communication levels. If they refuse on both of these things, you kindly and politely make your excuses, say I hope to hear from you soon, go back into no contact, wait for them to contact you again. If at some stage they stop getting in contact, then you know the situation, you know you wanted them romantically and you know that they just wanted you as a text friend. Okay, so that is no loss because you would just be hurt all over again if you allowed that to continue. If you like somebody romantically, whether they're an ex or somebody new, you can't be friends with them. A friendship can only be between people who want platonic friendship. If one person wants romance, they will get hurt. So it's always important, as I said, when you receive a message from your ex, respond. I don't care what type of message it is, you respond. You can leave it a little while, but don't leave it longer than a day. A day is unrealistic. You don't want to be straight off the bat replying. You know, you've got to showcase that you're living a busy and fulfilled life. But most people will have opportunity within 24 hours to reply. Don't make them wait that long. Make them wait a few hours at most, okay? 10 minutes if necessary. It's ideally not going to be replied to absolutely instantly, but give them at least 10 minutes, if not a few hours, then you reply. If it's necessary and it's absolutely definitely necessary, you keep things polite, kind, maybe you ask them how you are, you've got to feel that vibe, but just showcase you're now emotionally stable, that will really help you. If you can see that it's absolutely unnecessary, maybe they say they miss you, maybe they're just being blatant and just saying, how are you? I'd love to chat again. Then you know you've probably got a bit more of an easier ride with this. Exchange a few messages, then try to move through the communication levels and or meet. If it's an indirect, direct approach, you do as I've just said. Okay, even though it's not quite as obvious as them saying that they miss you, the likelihood is they are trying to get into a conversation with you, but they're doing it in a way that isn't that obvious. Maybe they feel a little bit nervous about how you might respond. But it's certainly not a purely necessary thing. You know, it's not just about something absolutely serious. Then it's an indirect, direct approach. And even if you think to yourself, look, this is just breadcrumbs, okay, it's pointless. That's not true. You can grow a tree from an acorn. So make sure that you grow it through communicating. You reply, you tag on a question at the end, you grow the conversation 5-6 messages down the line, you either ask to meet or you try to move through the communication levels. If you feel that this podcast has helped you, then please consider buying me a coffee. The link to do so is in the description. Yeah, if you miss your ex, we can help with that. Help you get them back, or we can help find you someone else. Yeah, yeah, Vincent Bo, the relationship coach. Giving you some insight, bringing you a new approach. DateMe.tips, go and check the site. Giving you advice, helping with your love life. Get your ex back, or move to the next. Ain't no sweat, you know Vincent Bo got you. Finding love, ain't no problem. Yeah, DateMe.tips, check it out now.